Hi, my name is Stuart Weems and welcome to the Investopoly podcast. My goal is to share easy to understand, evidence-based, holistic insights to help you master the game of building wealth. And in my regular Wednesday weekly episodes, I talk about the theories, methodologies, and principles associated with investing. The aim of these case study episodes is to share how the application of that approach works out in real life situations. And what I'd like to do today is share a really good story with you that demonstrates how good quality estate planning, some tax minimization strategies, and some portfolio management really come together to achieve some excellent outcomes. So this story revolves around a situation where my client unexpectedly received an inheritance from her uncle of several millions of dollars. So it was a really good story because my client spent a lot of time caring for her uncle. She was a nurse by trade, so it was really came sort of second nature, I guess. Had no idea how much wealth the uncle owned and was lucky enough to be pretty much a 50% beneficiary of the estate, which is a welcome surprise. Well, of course, it's sad that, you know, she lost her uncle, although he's quite old, I think, so he certainly lived a full life. So we immediately got a copy of the will and identified that the will included a provision for a testamentary trust. A testamentary trust is much like a normal family trust, except that it's inserted into a will, so it doesn't exist until the executors of that will decide to utilize it. So it's just sort of a provision, if you like, to create a trust in the future. One of the tax benefits is that if a beneficiary receives a distribution from a testamentary trust and they're minors, so they're less than 18, they're taxed at adult tax rates, which means that, you know, grandchildren or children or whatever it might be, relatives that are under 18 can receive around about $20,000 a year in income without paying any tax. So it's very, very tax effective. And so what we did is we created that testamentary trust pursuant to the will. We then moved the share portfolio into that testamentary trust, and it's quite a considerable share portfolio. And the client was lucky enough to have seven grandchildren. So not only is that a lovely thing to have, I guess, but very tax effective in this situation. And it means that we can distribute all the portfolio's income and capital gains to these seven grandchildren. And because they're taxed at adults, they don't pay any tax. In fact, they get a tax refund for the dividend imputation credits, which are the tax credits that come along with dividends paid by Australian companies. And so looking at the most recent financial year, the portfolio generated about $125,000 worth of dividends. And in total, we got back about $35,000 of tax refunds. So the total income from the portfolio was $160,000 and zero tax, which is, again, a credible outcome. And if and when we go and sell some shares and we crystallize capital gains, again, we can distribute that or spread that amongst seven or more adult taxpayers with very little other income. Now, in addition, as you'd imagine, we look after the portfolio for the client. And it's a traditional portfolio that you might see people inherit. You know, the portfolio has probably been in existence for 20 or 30 years. It's mostly Australian shares, which is kind of a bit of a problem because Australia makes up only 2% of the developed economy. So you're really missing out on potential upside. I mean, particularly in growth stocks, technology stocks and so forth, we don't have a lot of that here in Australia. It's obviously mainly banks, healthcare and mining stocks really is the exposure. And of course, you would expect, again, it's what we would normally see as a lot of unrealized capital gains. So, you know, this person, the deceased, purchased CSL and CBA and BHP on listing, you know, held them for 40 years maybe, and there's a lot of capital gains, which makes it difficult to sell because you don't want to, you know, necessarily pay a lot of tax. And in the portfolio, there's a lot of CSL, which is an Australian stock, and some other healthcare stocks. There's a high concentration risk, which is a problem that we try to, you know, try and over time to help a client with. So what we're doing is strategically divesting of, you know, the holdings where we've got sort of too much exposure, particularly when we feel like the share price is overcooked, overvalued, and then gradually building out more international and emerging market exposure using, you know, evidence-based approach. So it's helping the client no only preserve the capital, not necessarily maximize income, because we're not really that keen to do that. And CSL doesn't pay a very high dividend anyway, but really grow the capital for future generations. And also so that they can enjoy that money over time as well. The portfolio value was about $4 million in 2020 when we first took it over. It's about 4.8 now, which doesn't seem like a huge uplift in percentage terms. But, you know, over that time, the clients have withdrawn capital and income and these sorts of things. I didn't have time to go back and calculate how much. But I guess what it's showing is that prudent management around the portfolio and the taxation consequences has ensured essentially they're going to have way more money than they'll ever need, because they've got other assets, of course. And now they've got this nest egg for, you know, a growing family that could do a lot of good in terms of pay for education expenses or whatever it might be, you know, of course, whatever the client desires. But I thought it was a really good example of how, like, estate planning, good quality tax advice, and then portfolio management kind of come together, and you put all those things together and you know, the 1 + 1 = 6, if you like, because the two together really create a lot more value. And the lesson here is get good quality advice when you draft your wills, get good quality advice when you receive an inheritance. And they're the sort of two pointer calls, I guess, that give you the opportunity to make sure your will is structured for your beneficiaries. And then you get some good quality advice if you are ever a beneficiary of an inheritance. Okay, thanks for listening. As always, please share this episode or podcast if you think other people are going to benefit from listening. And until tomorrow, bye for now.